I'm Nick Bain. I'm a menswear designer living and working in London. I think London typifies individuality. So many people in one space, each express their ideas and the way they look and the way they dress so freely. So you've got everybody from goths in Camden to club kids and East End, you know, gay boys all over London, to the bankers in the city, to yummy mummies in Putney. You know, everybody has the ability to be who they want to be, and kind of everybody somehow manages to coexist beside each other without major problems. And you can see great things on the tube where you've got somebody in a full burqa sat beside somebody who is wearing, you know, the shortest hot pants the world has ever seen. So I think that's really what sums it up, but that everybody is, there's everybody from everywhere in the world, all in the same space, all managing to kind of work together and exist together.
I'm Sabrina Bangladesh. I am a stylist and also a fashion blogger. I'm based in London. I think there's definitely a London aesthetic. Looks kind of vary all over the city, but there's definitely a aesthetic which people always think of when they think of London. So not necessarily a look, but more sort of an attitude to what people wear and how they wear it. People generally think of London as somewhere where you can experiment and try out different things, which, you know, wherever you're from in the UK, be it a small town or a different city, you might not be able to get away with. People generally stereotype and say, you know, Rome, everyone's head to toe in designer fashion. Paris, everyone's very neat, chic and Gallic. But definitely say, I mean, when people look to London, they do think experimental. A lot of it would be due to the 60s, the punk movement in the 70s and 80s, miniskirt, all that sort of stuff. I mean, a lot has happened over the past 50, 60 years in terms of fashion, well, past 100 years. So it's been a time of huge change, and a lot of it has been spearheaded in London.